This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast,
hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
Are we back?
Six in a row.
Some just dynamite teams they've played during this stretch, you know. But that's okay. Doesn't matter the team you played. It's all about stacking the W's. And overall last night, go out. A little close to that Pistons team, but I guess the Pistons are feeling a little bit frisky. Either way, given the current state of the baseball team, the current state of the hockey team, not to stomp all over South Philly Sauce's, you know, feet here, but Torts on the hot seat, and obviously the Eagles just continuing to collapse right in front of our eyes. You know, the Sixers are here now to save the city. And it would be so funny that the year in which Embiid misses a ton of time, that people aren't like living and dying with every game like they had been the last 6 years, when people had pretty much checked out, that bang, here come the Sixers. And they have that run and have the city believing again, because it feels like people are believing again, Elliot.
Yeah. I mean, I was on with Joe and Hugh in the midday show, and Joe said, you know, he had checked out. And I feel like a lot of people felt that way. But what's crazy now is watching them play, I'm almost at the point. So the Spurs game, we haven't recorded since then. There were definite times in that game where I was like, wow, they messed up by not playing Embiid down the stretch. They were losing, where there looked like they wouldn't win. But they've almost gotten to the point now where I'm just assuming they're going to win every game. Like, I'll be surprised when they lose. And obviously, they're not going to sweep their way through the playoffs. How things have changed since
I still can't believe
ago.
That was a real thought out of you last year, by the way.
Well, you know. Well, last year, what? They were going to sweep their way through?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't forget it. What are we talking about?
No. People just don't forget.
Because, like, listen, man. Sometimes you there's no one better. There's no one better at just nosediving right off the deep end and being all the way back
this,
in.
Right? Yeah, because me, you, and I
know you haven't. I know you haven't had your morning coffee yet, so I don't want to throw you off.
I got the iced coffee right here, buddy. Don't worry about it. It really has changed my life. Like, the rush of feeling the coffee go through my blood like an hour after I drink it, I might be addicted.
Well, and it's a great thing to look forward to in the morning too. Yeah, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna go have put on a pot of coffee, and then I can really start my day.
So I've not been drinking it until like 10:30, and then I'll eat. Like, I haven't eaten breakfast yet. So we're recording this; it's almost noon. I'll probably have breakfast when we're done this. So I've been like,
that doesn't count as breakfast then.
Well, it's breakfast food.
So you're having breakfast for lunch?
Yeah, I'm having breakfast.
Was that the best day at school, by the way? When
it was
in like elementary school, when they have French toast sticks.
And so, my guess is your elementary school food was a little different than my elementary school food. I used to get milk like in a bag, straight up, and you would like poke the straw in it. Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah. But I forget what we were saying with the Sixers.
Well, you said like,
Me and Ike were getting into this on Friday. And to your point that I am prone to hyperbolic and to, you know, jumping ahead. But in all seriousness, right now, especially after the Giannis injury, how many teams in the NBA are definitely better than the Sixers?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Celtics.
I think that's it.
And then I think the Bucks on paper. I would obviously take the Nuggets over them, even though
I would not. But I understand. Of course. I won't fight you too hard on it.
I would still take the Thunder.
Get out of here, bro.
They're a good team, man. They're a good. I wouldn't be surprised if they won the West this year.
So, all right, let's go. I know we're just off topic here, but let's go through those teams really quick, because the Bucks are a team that I think. So when the Eagles season was ending, the 2023 Eagles, I definitely went down with the ship. You were early. You said they weren't that good. I rode the team all through the playoffs. I picked them to win the playoff game. Like I went down with the ship. So I think I have a unique perspective in that from afar, I can definitely tell that the Bucks are the 2023 Eagles. Where I agree that when you look at the Bucks on paper, they have Giannis. I know he's dealing with this calf injury now. We'll see how much time he misses. I think there's a shot he misses maybe one or two games of the first round, but they'll have 2 weeks, so we'll see. But regardless, if you look at Milwaukee, they're clearly not playing well. I think they're around 500, less than 500 over their past 20, 25 games.
Well, they're under 500 now with Doc.
Right. They've had a few bad losses recently. I know they just had a big win last night, but overall, they've not been playing well. The Eagles, when they were going down, the whole argument that I felt was, look at all the talent. There's no way they're not going to win. And I think we're doing that same thing with Milwaukee. But when I look at the Bucks now, I actually would prefer them in the first round. Like I would, the Cavs would be a good first round opponent. The Magic, if you could make that happen with the play-in game. But I'm officially done being afraid of Milwaukee. I know that Giannis and Dame can be worrisome, but they just don't have it this year. It's the 2023 Eagles. The 2023 Eagles had AJ, Devontae, Jalen. Like they had good players where you could talk yourself into it, but they just didn't have it and it fell apart. And looking at Milwaukee, that's exactly what's going on with the Bucks, in my opinion. So to kind of circle this full back, the East really is wide open for the Sixers.
Well, and what I can't tell with the team right now, and I'm curious where you're at with this and where obviously the fans are at with this, is whether or not the pressure's off this team. Like, is the pressure off this team, or is it being put back on this team? Because I think they're probably going to be the play-in. If the way it goes right now, they're probably going to be in the play-in. I don't think they're going to get to the sixth seed. I mean, they could.
Not as crazy. I was looking through the scenarios this morning. You want me to break it down for you?
Oh, give me the full Elliot Short. Like the guy on Sunday Night Football.
Exactly, yeah. Konecki or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Steve.
Although he's not the true king of the touch board. John King on CNN is the true king of the touch board. But let's not get political. We don't have to get
it. We never.
We don't do politics here on Clap Your Hands. No. So to get to the sixth seed, they need the Magic to lose twice, the Heat to lose once, and then they need to win their final two games. So the Sixers will presumably win.
What about the Pacers?
The Pacers, I don't think they're going to catch the Pacers.
Well, the Pacers are in the – oh, so, okay. I got you. They are in the sixth seed right now.
Well, NBA – well, when I did this morning, that's what I came up with. But maybe that's wrong.
I just don't get how they couldn't catch the Pacers who are. They are only a game behind.
You're right. Yeah. All right. I'm not the John Konecki.
Wow. This is a big old swing and a miss.
Thank God I didn't do this on air.
They can't possibly catch a team they're a game behind, but the team they're a game and a half behind, they might have
to. I'm telling you, I wrote this. It made sense when I did it.
I don't think they have the tiebreaker over the. Maybe this is why. They don't have the tiebreaker over the Pacers because they lost to them in the play in. Once again, the play in's going back to bite the Sixers.
Right.
Maybe they have they have to have the advantage over the Magic, right? So, I mean, maybe that's what you're going off of?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm going off of. I just messed this up. There's no way to get around it. Just a complete swing and a miss.
big old swing and a miss.
But they do need the Magic to lose twice. I will say that. Like, that's for sure.
And the Sixers play the Magic, so.
They do. And then they play the Bucks, but obviously without Giannis.
Dude, how funny is it? I think the Magic, my buddy texted me this morning. By the way, he hate listens to every podcast because he hates listening to me talk about basketball. So
I honestly think that's got to be a large percentage of our listeners. So sorry. So here it is. I did it quickly while you were talking and I wasn't super listening. All right. Great. Ready? So two Magic losses, two Pacers losses, and one Heat loss. So unlikely for the sixth seed.
Unlikely for the Sixers. Unlikely, yes, but they can. Sixers. I just want to clear up for everyone out there. They can catch the Pacers.
They can catch the Pacers. Cool. So the Pacers lose twice. For the seven seed, God, that has to be painful for people to listen to who really know what's going on. to catch the
come to Lucy's on Friday.
We'll all break down. Yeah, I'll bring a touch board. Yeah. For the seven seed, a Heat loss and two Sixers wins, or two Magic losses and two Sixers wins.
Yeah, they're probably gonna be the seven seed if
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the Heat have the Mavericks tonight, which will be a tough one. But I think there's a chance the Mavericks might not play their people because they have nothing to play for. And then they have the Raptors. But I agree. I think they're probably going to end up the 8 seed.
Probably. So, now, do you think...
Are you done with that? Was that good?
Before we continue here, do you think people more hate listening to the podcast or enjoy the podcast? I feel like people have to enjoy the podcast. But there's some hate listens in there.
Well, look, the people listening could tell us with a 5-star review if they want to leave us one. I think it's a combination.
5 stars only, though. Like we don't,
5 stars only.
So yeah, we do not handle 1 stars very well.
We got a review on the Go Birds pod that was just ripping us to shreds, but it was 5 stars, and I appreciated it. It was good constructive criticism, but also a positive review. So I was fine with it.
No, I was saying that it's crazy how Orlando is 180 to 1 to win the finals.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way, but it's so funny. They could be the 2 seed.
That has to be the lowest odds of teams ever to be a 2 seed.
Like they're probably going to end as a 4 seed, but it's just for a team that's going to finish as a top 5 seed in the conference to be that low. And like if you polled the general basketball fan, I don't know if they could name 3 players in the Magic.
You want to try? Speaking of general basketball fans.
Hold on, man. No, Jalen Suggs, Paolo, Cole Anthony, freaking my boy, Wendell Carter.
All right, this is the gambling jack.
Franz Wagner.
Love
Mo
it.
Mo Wagner, his brother. No, I was on Magic early this year. I was,
love it.
I believed in that team.
Would you be afraid of the Magic?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Like Paolo to me is right in between, perfectly in between. And they all went to Duke. That's the only reason why I'm doing it. But he's so perfectly in between Jabari Parker and Jason Tatum.
Yeah, like I agree.
He's never going to be Jason Tatum. He's not as bad as Jabari Parker. He is like perfectly in the middle. And I have no idea how they've recruited that essentially same player for a decade now.
I feel like he's almost the best possible version of a player that doesn't matter. Like he is good enough that he's obviously good, but he will not be the best player on the title team. But he's just close enough.
Isn't it crazy that, again, this is getting off the point, but isn't it crazy?
What even is the point right now?
Isn't it crazy that we're 10 years removed from the Jabari Parker and Embiid Wiggins draft? Like remember winless for Wiggins? How big that was?
And I was at the Wiggins draft.
Doing what?
Covering it.
For
NBA.com. Yeah. I was
there. Wow. Were you giving takes? Was that the Von Leigh? That was the Von Leigh year.
That was, come on. That was
are you gonna quote tweet that tweet with 10-year anniversary?
I might have to. Yeah. I mean, it's coming up, right? When's the draft? June?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I'll do the 10-year anniversary.
It's just wild, dude. 10 years. Like it's been a decade since Embiid got drafted.
I was a big Jabari guy.
Do you remember I was never a big Jabari guy.
He's a buck. He was a bucket boy.
He was the reason why I didn't think Tatum was going to be any good. Turns out that, you know,
that didn't work. All right, the logic is good. All you can do is have good logic. From there on out, it's out of your hands.
Exactly. And obviously, I wish we were a part of WIP at that point.
That would have been
amazing. In our current selves. Because Embiid's reaction to being drafted by the Sixers.
Well, the other thing about the Embiid draft, the 10-year anniversary of the Embiid draft, is – to your point, if we were both on air then as much as we are now, I would have ripped that pick for two straight years, if not more, because even the third year he looked okay. Like, imagine the two of us versus Spike. And I was actually team process. I was in on the process. But the Embiid pick, 2 years injured coming in. Like, again, talk about process versus result. The process for my Von Leigh take was correct. He was healthy, you know, all those things. But obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah, I think I would have been very pro Embiid. I would have been all
I would not have been. I would not have been.
I definitely would have been all over. I saw, hey, sometimes you gotta see the down.